I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Guys, that's how Busy Philip starts all of her Insta stories. And that's how I'm starting this recording, because Busy Phillips is my guest tonight with Ashley Graham. I always love Ashley when she's here, and I always love Busy when she's here. So we're going to get Busy right now. We'll see you in there. She was in Cougar Town, and she makes us want to go rawr. It's Watch What Happens Live with Busy Phillips and Ashley Graham now. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse, closing out the week with two new hosts and my old friend Tequila. My first guest is an actress who you know from Freaks and Geeks and Dawson's Creek. Her book, This Will Only Hurt a Little, is out now. It's a smash, and her late night talk show launches later this month on E! Proving they don't call her Busy for nothing. Welcome back our friend, Busy Phillips. Hey, Busy. Guest is a supermodel, author, fashionista, and body activist whose new gig as a podcaster is a pretty big deal. Literally, say hi to the host of Pretty Big Deal with Ashley Graham, our pal Ashley Graham. Hey, Ashley. Great to see you. Now, do the two of you know each other?
No, but we just met.
We just met.
Good.
And I told her I was going to wear leopard, and thank God I didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is like a nice little...
And as I was getting dressed in my head, as I was putting this dress on, I thought to myself, I wonder if Ashley Graham has ever worn this dress. I was feeling her vibe as I was putting
You're
it on.
You're feeling body positive.
I was feeling
yes.
That.
Over at the bar, he's taking a bite out of bullying. It's the Gay Shark celebrating Spirit Day. Hey, Gay Shark. And I am also proud to wear purple for Spirit Day today and to show my support for LGBTQ+ youth. Ashley and Busy are awaiting your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, with her late night talk show, Busy Tonight, just 10 days away. You ready for that? Yeah. Busy is learning everything about the hosting trade, including a couple of my tricks. Give your guests liquor and try to remember their names.
Yes.
And if you forget their names, give everyone more liquor. That's my advice. Anyway, here's what. Let's see how well prepared she is with a round of questionable behavior. Busy, oh, wow. I'm going to give you a celebrity. You tell me the first thing you would ask them.
Okay.
Meghan Markle.
Do you remember working with me on a UPN sitcom called Love, Inc.?
No way. You did?
Yes. It was her very first guest star, and I was the lead of the show, and now she's a princess.
Right. And were you invited to the wedding?
I was not.
Yes, okay. Were you invited to Eugenie's wedding?
I wasn't.
Wow.
Didn't make the cut.
Wow. And they were kind of handing out invites.
That's what I saw.
With all due. Kris Jenner.
Okay, but really, like... I'm friends with Kim. Which one's your favorite? Like, right. your favorite.
Which one's your favorite?
I mean, I'm friends with Kim, okay. So I would have to say
I'm a Chloe guy.
I love Chloe.
I love Kim too, but yeah.
Yeah.
Kanye West.
Why?
Right.
Why?
Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin.
Oh, okay. Do you think that I am famous enough to go to church with you?
Yes. Michelle Williams, your bestie. I mean...
I would just ask her if she can do dinner tomorrow night at 8, because I don't think I'm going to make 7:30.
Right, of course. Yeah. Something very specific. What about Lady Gaga?
I don't have a question for her. I just wanted to take one last look at her.
Yes. Oh, my God. I like it. Thank you very much. You both saw A Star Is Born?
Yeah. I mean, I have a great nose. So, and so do you, Ashley. Yeah.
Oh,
we don't have the... But I still
You don't have it. The bump, but you want the bump now.
I want it now. Gaga. She's making it cool.
Yeah. Second, Karlie Kloss recently revealed in her Vogue 73 questions that Ashley Graham was the fiercest and most fearless of all of her friends. Okay, Taylor. So here's what. Ashley, it's your turn to spill some positivity.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a fellow model or friend. You tell us something wonderful and positive about them that the public may not know.
That they may not know.
Yes.
Okay.
You're like Ramona, women supporting women. Okay, Gabrielle Union.
I mean, what's not to know about her because she's such an open book, so awesome mom and wife.
Okay, your friend Karlie Kloss,
Oh, but she is classy bossy.
She's classy bossy.
Yes!
What about Chrissy Teigen, the queen of social media?
I mean, she is truly your drinking friend.
Yes, she is. What about Kim Kardashian? Wow, these are all your friends.
She is your braless mogul.
She's your braless mogul.
Yes.
Gigi Hadid.
Hardest working woman in the game.
Yeah. Kendall Jenner.
She's in demand, honey.
She's in demand.
She's in demand.
Tyra Banks.
OG.
OG.
Yeah.
Christy Brinkley.
OOG.
Thank you very much, Ashley Graham, for spilling the positivity. It's time for Never Have I Ever Insta Edition. I'm going to read off some things.
It was awesome.
Okay.
Just FYI.
What, the yoni egg?
Yeah, no, oh. the steam.
Right.
It was like, get over the thing with your legs spread. Do you open your vagina or just...
No, you don't have to open it. Okay. It just gets in there. And it was very refreshing. And it's also supposed to bring the heat down there so that you get a little...
Like tighter?
No.
Oh.
Turned on.
Okay.
Turned on.
Excited.
Right.
Ready.
Isn't there already heat down there?
Yes.
For some, I mean, I've been married for 11 years, you know, so.
Oh, right.
The heat,
okay.
You know.
Does
you
your
gotta bring the heat
Does
back.
Your husband ever say, like, can you stop with the Insta stories?
No, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's one. It's time for Never Have I Ever Insta Edition. I'm going to read off some things that someone might do on Instagram if any of us has ever done the said thing. We're going to take a sip of our drinks.
Okay.
Never have I ever deleted a picture because it didn't get enough likes.
If you've done it, drink. Oh.
Yes. Never have I ever liked a picture of someone I was secretly stalking.
Yes.
Oh. Never have I ever heavily face-tuned a picture of myself.
Never.
Yeah, I don't know how to do
it. This isn't the crowd for us.
Right.
No.
Never have I ever DM'd a fan.
Oh, I... All the time.
Never have I ever blocked someone famous.
No.
Never have I ever trolled someone's post in the comments section. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never have I ever screenshotted someone's post and made fun of it with a friend. Never have I ever posted a picture where I look amazing but my friend doesn't.
No. Yeah. Ride or die.
I do
That's
it.
Not the life.
Oh, I do that. Never have I ever untagged myself in a picture because it embarrassed me.
I need to drink this whole thing.
How do you untag yourself in
you
a photo?
You tap it and you go and it says, like, would you like to untag?
No!
Yes.
That's an option?
Yeah, you can do that. Never have I ever sent a nude photo in messages.
Actually.
All right, thanks for playing. That was fun. That was good. I have to ask you about the James Franco thing that came out about the book because it's crazy
because you had originally
told that story on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
And it seemed like when you told it, you told it, and it seemed like a big deal at the time, but that you were maybe over it. It got a lot of pickup. You wrote about it in your book.
Yeah.
And then people wrote, James Franco assaulted Busy Phillips on the set of Freaks and Geeks. Did you hear from him after either thing, the first time you were on Watch What Happens Live, or after the recent round?
Well, the thing is about that in particular, that he and I had... He had apologized to me over, you know, this was when we were 19.
Right.
So, no, not after I was on the show. We had already talked about it.
Right.
And that's why I was like, fine, putting it in my book and whatever. And when I was writing the book, because I talk about so many personal things, I always had in my head, like, things will get turned into clickbait. I naively did not think that would be one of them because I talked about it on your show.
Right.
And when you read the book in the context of the story and what I'm trying to get across, it's like... I don't know. I mean, it really was one of those things that I was very surprised by last week. It really bummed me out because I also just felt like I'm a woman in this industry who wrote a very personal book about my experiences in life and in this industry. And then the headlines were all about a man.
Interesting.
You know, and I just was like, well, yeah, that was my point.
Right.
Like the whole time, you know. And so it really did bum me out. But we don't have each other's information now, but like, I don't think he's probably not thrilled about what happened this week.
I liked your post about it, your response about it.
Thank you. You can look it up on Instagram.
Yes.
Everything else is.
Lexi G emailed, Ashley, what's your number one tip on how to take a good nude selfie?
Oh, it's all about angles.
All about.
And for me, these boobs are really saggy and massive, so I go forward and I pick them up.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes I do my selfies like this, like bent over, and then they're hanging, but they look like, you know, together.
Yeah. Let's go to Jenna from New Jersey on the line. Hey, Jenna, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Busy.
Okay.
So, Busy, since you wrote in your book that James Vanderbeek and Joshua Jackson didn't really like each other when you got to Dawson's Creek, what was it like reuniting with the cast this year?
Well, we're all adults now, so everything's different. Because once you, like, move beyond being a kid and you, like, have a life outside of the thing that you were, like, very insular in, you can see that, like, everything's fine. You know what I mean?
So, you also said in your book that Josh Jackson is a total mansplainer.
He was. I mean, he was when we were kids.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I just remember... just listening to him talk and being like, okay. And then what happened? You know.
Let's go to Samantha from New Jersey. Have you heard from him, by the way, since?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Let
us know how that goes. Hey, Samantha.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Andy. Love your show.
Thanks.
ASAP. You need to write your next book, like, ASAP.
Oh, I know. Aww. I got to get off my ass. What's your question?
My question is for Ashley Graham.
Okay.
Did you hear from Victoria's Secret after you photoshopped wings on your Instagram? And if they ever asked you to walk on their runway, would you?
I never heard from them. And if they said yes, or if they asked me, I would totally say yes because
yeah.
They need to have diversity.
Yeah, they do.
This coming show.
You were that was a great promo for them that you did, frankly.
I mean, you know, I have my own lingerie line, so that's why I posted it. Like, if you want to come get some size inclusive lingerie, just come on over to Ashley Graham.
Right. Busy, you said you, Taryn T emailed, you said you feel lucky TMZ wasn't around during your Dawson Creek days. What would be a headline you could see on TMZ if it was around at the time?
Drunk and out of control and in the hospital, Busy Phillips.
Right. Like, who wasn't, though, at that age?
I was really a mess.
Steffa V emailed, Ashley, what's one thing every woman can do to look or feel a little sexier?
Get a great bra that your tits go under your chin, and then just get naked and start talking to your body and tell your body it's hot.
Nice.
Don't you get naked?
Yes.
Get naked.
Let's go to Terry from Virginia. Hey, Terry, what's your question for Busy Phillips?
Hey, Busy, is there anyone you warned about being at the book because you knew they were going to be upset about what you said?
Oh, good question. Anyone you warned that is in the book, like, hey, listen...
I mean, I would, yeah, I gave, like, everyone sort of, like, a heads up, but, like, Colin Hanks and I are good friends, and we dated when we were kids in 19, 18, and so I let him and his, but he and his wife are good friends of ours now, so I let them read the whole thing. Michelle obviously read it and had any, like, veto power if she, but she didn't veto anything.
Great.
Which is amazing.
That's good.
Yeah, so, yeah, and then other people, and then, but mostly I was concerned about, like, my family.
Uh-huh.
You know, like.
Yeah, there's a lot of personal stuff.
Really intense for me. So I know that, like, the celebrity stuff is really fun for you. But it's, and I'm saying, like, for all of you.
Collectively.
But the personal stuff and the family stuff was what was more concerning to me.
Yeah. I have to assume they were all supportive.
Yeah, it was actually, like, it was a conversation. It wasn't easy.
Yeah. Awkward transition. It's game time. Since millions of people love to follow both of my guests on Instagram, and Ashley is literally the gram, let's play a round of Who Has More Followers? Two celebrities against each other. You guys have to guess which one has more followers, okay? Oh, whichever one wins gets to read the other's DMs.
Okay.
Just kidding. Okay,
great.
Who has more followers, Cardi B or Nicki Minaj?
Nicki.
Yeah, probably Nicki.
Let's reveal. Yes, she has like 60 million more. Okay, who has more followers, Jimmy or Jimmy? Fallon or Kimmel? It's
Fallon, I bet.
Fallon?
It is Fallon by a lot. Okay, who has more followers, Hoda or Savannah?
Hoda.
Yeah, I was going to say the same.
Hodes has more followers, yes. Okay.
They're both great. Yeah.
Who has more followers, Chloe or Courtney?
Chloe.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, she does. About 12 million more followers. Who has more followers, Madonna or Cher?
Cher.
Madonna.
It is Madonna.
Oh, yes, my God.
Yes.
Stop.
Cher rarely posts. I just want to say
that.
She doesn't. But who has more followers, Vanderpump or Frankel?
Vanderpump.
I don't know.
It is Vanderpump. Who has more followers, Dolly or Reba? Age-old question.
Reba
by only 100,000.
Yeah.
If I throw Shania into this mix, does she beat Dolly or Reba?
Yes.
She does not.
Ah,
no.
I know that because I DM'd her.
Oh, you did. You DM'd Shania.
Yeah.
And did you hear back?
Hell yeah.
Yes. Wow. See, Canadians respond.
I know.
Okay. Who has more followers, Deborah Messing or Susan Sarandon? Big rivals.
Deborah.
It is Sarandon. Who has more followers, Vanderbeek or Jackson?
Vanderbeek, for sure.
She knows. I don't know.
Vanderbeek, thanks for playing. Oh my! Did you do the Lindsay Lohan in Mykonos dance on your Instagram story?
Yeah, I feel like I was the first one to do it.
Oh my God! Do you remember it? Can you still do it?
You can't do it now. Your hair and makeup look too perfect.
Yeah, I can't flip my hair.
Right.
I mean,
oh my God,
these extensions are like, you know.
They're good.
They're good.
Let's go to Candace from Dallas. Hey, Candace, what's your question for Ashley Graham?
Hi, Andy. I love you and all your Bravo shows.
Thanks.
Busy, you and Ashley are both fabulous. My question is for Ashley. Okay. I wanted to know your thoughts on Kendall Jenner's recent comments that she likes to be selective and cherry pick the shows that she models for.
Well, lucky for her.
Right.
Because I've never been that so lucky. I mean, this tits and ass. I've just had to fight through and break down barriers every day.
So. Yes. Okay, time for one more quick call. Katrina from Kansas City for Busy. What's your question, Katrina?
Hi, good form, Andy. Busy, what's the most surprising guilty pleasure that you and BFF Michelle Williams both love?
Well, together, I don't know if we have like a guilty pleasure together. I mean, we still drink wine together a lot. We
do you
love
watch
wine.
Like The Bachelor or anything like that?
I mean, Michelle's not watching The Bachelor.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? She's not, she doesn't, honest to God, I don't think she has a television. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
She's like very much a neophyte. Like,
right.
It's not, but you know, I do. Back to our Instagram game earlier, I do occasionally screen cap some things and send them to her.
Good,
so.
Good.
I need to keep her away.
In the game.
I need her to know what's out there, what people are posting,
right. Good.
What's happening.
Yes. Good.
Yeah.
It's time for my Mazel of the Day. Since both of my guests have opinions that I want to hear, I'm going to let them do the honors. Ashley, what's your Mazel of the Day?
Lady Gaga, hands down. Between the speech and The Star Is Born.
Yes.
Lady Gaga.
Yes. And she's engaged.
Yes.
And she's engaged.
Yeah, Lady Gaga.
Busy, what is your jackhole tonight?
Well, I've been flying a lot doing this book tour.
Yeah.
Barefoot people on planes, please.
Oh,
stop.
Passenger shaming.
Have you
looked up passenger shaming on
yes,
Instagram?
But I'm
oh, it's an account?
Yes.
Oh,
it's
kidding.
An account. And I feel very nervous. I don't want to passenger shame somebody, but I will give you such a dirty look if you have a barefoot on a
right,
plane.
Right.
Get it out
that
of
doesn't
there.
Make sense to me.
It's disgusting.
It's gross.
It's gross.
Yes. How do you feel about just wearing your socks into the bathroom?
No.
No, you
no,
can't.
No, no,
men
no.
Men always
no.
are peeing on
not
the floor.
Okay.
And planes
do that,
become
no, don't do that.
Oh, I do that.
We're
oh.
shaming you.
Oh,
no, you can't do it.
Okay.
You can't do it.
I want to thank Busy, Ashley, and the good time. Hey, everybody. It's Andy. We're back with Busy Phillips. The book is This Will Only Run a Little. It's out now. Busy Tonight premieres October 28th at 10 on E! Ashley Graham's podcast is called Pretty Big Deal. It airs weekly on Tuesdays. And then you can catch it on either her YouTube channel on Thursdays. The Gay Shark is behind the bar combating bullying. Thank you. And we're going to go back to the phone. Cindy from Florida. Hey, Cindy, what's your question?
Hi, y'all. My question for Ashley is, since you've been in both of their music videos, who was sexier up close and in person, Adam Levine or Joe Jonas?
Mm.
You know, because Joe and I had to do like this sexual chemistry moment, it was definitely Joe.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, he was like in between my legs and we were making out.
Thought that was going to go
we
in
were scissoring each
real,
other.
That is real sexy.
Wow, you were scissoring each other.
Because my thighs are so much bigger than his.
Uh-huh.
So he had to go on the outside and then the inside. And, you know, it was like a scissor moment.
Wow.
Because I couldn't look like I was, like, suffocating him with my thighs.
And was that at all awkward or
no,
all
it was
in a
fun.
Day's work?
It was yeah. fun because I told him, scissor me, Joe.
I love it. I have said so many, you know, Nick Jonas has been on this show several times, and I've said so many times, scissor me, Nick. And he has turned to his publicist and said, why did you make me do this show again?
Which one is the, is he getting married to Priyanka?
No, that's
no,
Nick.
It's Sophie.
Who's this? Is he married?
Joe is
no. Joe's
not
getting
married.
No, he's engaged.
Kevin
both engaged.
Is the one that's married and lives in Jersey.
I always see the other Jonas Brothers at Hugo's. In
oh, really?
LA. Yeah, they're like always eating healthy food. It's like this
right.
healthy food place
yeah.
in Hugo's. In
oh, that's so
LA
funny.
That I eat at.
I'm
always like, that is definitely a Jonas.
Right. Let's go to Kristen from Baltimore. Hey, Kristen, what's your question?
Hey, guys. This question is for Busy. Busy, what is the best thing about having Tina Fey as your boss for your new talk show? And are there any celebrities who are already banned from the show?
That's part of the fun of having a talk show, banning people.
You can ban people?
Yes, of course.
Duh.
They
Duh.
Might not even know that they're banned.
But we're just like, you... not interested.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to start compiling that list
yeah,
in
do
my
it.
Head.
Yeah.
Tina Fey is my executive producer. She's so incredible and so hands-on. But more than that, you know, for 20 years in this business, I never had a woman boss. I only worked for men. And for the first time ever, it's a woman who is the executive producer. I'm with doing the show. My showrunner is a woman. Our staff is mostly women. And so it really feels, I don't know, like, for me, there's just something very special about that in and of itself, that it's finally my show, and she is my executive producer.
Girl power.
After 20 years in this business, it's about time.
Wow. Last call of the night, Melissa from Virginia. Hey, Melissa, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for Ashley.
Okay.
Do you know anything about whether or not America's Next Top Model is returning for a 25th season? And if so, would you come back as a judge?
I don't know anything, but if you tune in January, you can see me as the new host of American Beauty Star.
Oh, where's that?
Lifetime.
Oh, excellent. Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I love it. Everybody, I want to thank Busy and Ashley and the Gay Shark. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first. Because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8-plus acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg. 1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.